While I've got you talking, let me follow up with another question. What about fertility? Has there been any consideration to long-term effects on fertility? And should pregnant women have any concerns about taking the vaccine?
No, there have not been any considerations about long-term fertility issues. Part of the reason why there is this, I think, thought that these vaccines might affect fertility is one, because they are messenger RNA vaccine platforms. And because of the knowledge surrounding messenger RNA, the initial thought was that you might be able to affect one's DNA and thus fertility. And that is just simply untrue. Messenger RNA does not affect or alter one's DNA, and nor does it alter your fertility. And so I think that that's just one of the things that has to be said in this regard.
So let me just throw one thing in, Bishop, we often get asked, Kizzy and I often get asked regarding mRNA vaccines. They hear the word RNA and they say, is this going to do anything to my genes? Is it going to interfere or do something to distort my genes? And the answer to that is absolutely not. No question, case closed, that's it. Because that's such an interesting question they get asked. It's understandable why when people hear RNA, they hear DNA, they hear genes, they want to know if it's going to interfere in some way or get into your genes and change your genetic makeup. Not a chance.
That's good to hear.
Very good to hear.
Very good to hear.